Right, the time now, 8:37 on Radio Veritas, the station bringing you the good news for a change. And now I have the pleasure of speaking to Mrs. Figile Mlotra. Good morning, Figile.
Good morning, Father. How are you?
I'm very, very well. I hope you are well.
I'm very well. I'm very, very well. Thank you.
Very, very well indeed. Yes. Figile, we thought let's talk a little bit about this workshop, the presentations being given by Father Colin Bowers at Regina Mundi for the last couple of days. Tonight is the last evening, and it would be lovely to know what the response has been like, because it's been on healing and deliverance and so on. So tell us a little bit about what's happened, how many people have been coming, and anything extraordinary taking place.
When we asked Veritas to help with announcing it, we were just thinking that we are talking to people around Soweto. What is very humbling, Father, is that I've been receiving calls from people from as far as Garankuwa, and people from the Vaal, the East Rand, and people have been coming from these areas.
Sure.
Just to show that we need to go, shall we say, on retreat, like going back in our lives. We're hunting, we're looking, and the emphasis of the 3 days is that we should learn to put our trust not in things of the world, but in God.
Right.
We should have time for God and our spiritual healing. The other very interesting thing for me was on the healing of memories. That we live and we have ghosts in our lives. And these ghosts, we don't even mention them when we come to confession.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's things that we feel so guilty about that we are even afraid to mention by heart. And these are the things that that give us problems in our lives and we don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
The other second thing was the thing what is it called now? The healing of memories as well, that you find things don't go well in your life. It is because most probably from your grandparents or the history of your family, somebody somewhere along the line may have not made peace with God for one reason or another. And that evil, that bad spirit comes down and down. Hence, you find you are forever running around. Instead of going to God to ask for help, we run and go and trust and want to get help from people like Sangomas and things like that.
Mm.
So tonight we are having to pray for the spirits of the dead. The emphasis is that is like he. Just now, for Mark's father was mentioning the gospel, that putting our trust in God, that it is okay to have things of the world, but do not put your whole trust on them, because these things, you may not have them tomorrow, mm-hmm. but you do have the love of God. So personally, I feel very humbled, very, very humbled, that I consulted with Father Colin Bowers,
yes.
through Veritas, and I thought I spoke to my parish priest, who was very
supportive.
My parish priest agreed, and through him we got Father Bowers to come.
Right.
And the church is full, Father. The church is full. Right now we have close to over 50 people who have come after Mass. There is counseling and confession,
mm-hmm.
and then this evening we shall have the blessing of the waters, the candles, and salt, and it will be healing, and that will be the end of it.
Now tell me, Figile, you say the church was full. That's Regina Mundi.
Not brimly full, but if you know Regina Mundi, it shall have been, my estimate would be about 500 people.
Wow.
In the evening.
That's fantastic.
And these people come from the East Rand, they come from Kagiso, they come from Sharpeville, and they come from the neighboring parishes within Soweto.
Now, last night you dealt with the issue of witchcraft, Sangoma, Satanism, and devil worship. How did that go?
That is the one that I was not very happy with.
Oh, I see.
Because I don't understand the Sangoma business.
No, I thought you had all the Sangomas coming there last night, you know?
Yeah, they were there, but they were seeking, they were seeking security, and they did not have the Sangoma things. But we do have a few people that we know are Sang. They are both. That's the problem, Father, you see. People leave the church and they go to this business or to be trained as Sangomas, and then they come back.
Yeah.
So on Sunday they come, they're in church uniform. During the week and things like that, they're busy with the Sangoma stuff, which is what I don't understand. And Father talked about that. But for me, he still needed to talk more about, to say, what is the church saying? You know?
Yes.
What are the teachings? He mentioned the teachings. That even in the Old Testament, there were these people who were doing these things. But I for me personally, I wanted to say, how does the church help us? How does the church help people? Thank God I don't believe in those things and I have no time for them. Yesterday, I was just like very nervous. I didn't want to even sit there. But then it is the praying, when the laying of hands and then people fall. And they scream, getting out the devils, and he prays. Oh my God, he is a short, small priest, but Father, you must see him when he prays over us. Yo, Bosiam.
Now tell me, do you mean to say that you would have, for example, in the Bumi Ba'anna, that some of those could be Sangomas too? So there's some. Sangomas amongst the women of St. Anne.
Yes.
Wow.
Women of St. Anne, the Sacred Heart, the CWL.
Even
there are people who are both.
Even the Sacred Heart. Even the Sacred Heart.
Hey, Lafayette.
Hey, man.
Hey, Lafayette. So we need that. Maybe through Veritas, we need to have, again, something like this, you know?
Well,
if it comes through, What do you call it? To have a priest from time to time who will deal with this business of Sangomas.
Well, I must be careful. I must be careful because
witchcraft and all that.
Because if
things don't go well in my life, if I don't have money, it maybe problems with my children and things like that.
Yeah.
Instead of me putting my trust in God.
Yeah.
And praying.
Yes.
I go to Sangomas because I think something is wrong. I may have been bewitched.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody is bewitching my children and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The wind has blown empty dirty bottles and they blew into my yard. I wake up in the morning, I see these things, and then I kind of conclude somebody was in my yard and they throw these things around. You see, that is the problem that we have.
Yeah. Well, you
know, I hope people won't kill me for saying this, but then it's the truth. It's the truth.
Well, I was very happy to see that this matter was going to be discussed because, you know, look, let's face it, as you say, there are Sangomas and witchcraft and you name it, in all these different little groups that we have in the church, whether it's the St. Anne's or the women of this group or men of that group and so on. This is a reality that one has to face. Do you think people will have left the church, Regina Mundi, feeling a lot more positive about things after listening to Father Colin Bowers?
I think they do, Father, because for them to sit and receive blessing until 11 p.m.
Mm.
11 p.m. He finishes at 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Right now he's saying Mass. After Mass he's going to start with counseling and healing. He does not eat. He eats once a day and he eats vegetables, little things.
Yes, my goodness.
You know?
Yes.
So he works now from 9 until 12:30. Half past 12 he breaks until 2:30 and then he goes on up to 5:00. And at 6, the evening service begins.
Now, he's not a young man, is he?
He's not a young man. He's a small, short priest.
Yes.
He's been a priest for, 54 years?
Yes, I know. He comes from the Da'ar Diocese, I think.
He comes from the Da'ar Diocese, but he is originally from... from our diocese.
Okay.
He's one of the very first, you remember, the very first colored priest, I think he is.
Yes.
Very first colored priest that we had in our diocese.
So basically what you're saying is he's been very well received during this workshop.
Very, very well received. We are hungry for God.
Yes.
That is what I'm getting. We are hungry for God. We are hungry for godly healing. We are hungry to be fed the word of God. We are hungry for that.
You know, it's interesting, Figile, because this is a reality. Witchcraft, Sangoma, Satanism, devil worship, and spirits of the dead, and all that sort of thing. And I think there are lots of people who place far too much stress or emphasis on these things, and not enough in the power of the Eucharist or the sacrament of reconciliation. Or sometimes one wonders whether people have sufficient faith in the church rather than in some of these practices.
Father, I think talking as a lay person, and especially one from Soweto, we do believe and trust in the Eucharist for some of us, most of us, I want to say.
Yes.
We believe in the Eucharist, but somehow maybe we feel like in our fidelities we may go on retreat and then come back.
Mm.
But you need from time to time, even in the parish, to have, you know, in religious life you have what you call reconciliation days.
Mm.
We need reconciliation days where our parish priests may just deal with these evils that are in our lives.
Mm.
Our children are into drugs. Our children are into all kinds of things. Our lives are a mess. And we come to church with hope, with the faith that through prayer and through the support I receive at church, when I know I'm coming to church, I am happy, I'm full of spirit, because I know that is where my spiritual happiness is.
Mm.
And that is where we are very hungry for.
Mm.
But from time to time, even if it is one day, let our parish priest, or, you know, he invites somebody to come and heal us and wash us.
Yeah. You know,
trying to find the correct English word.
Yes.
To give us strength, to lead, because the rosary is very powerful as well.
Yes.
So we need to understand the rosary, not just blah, 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 thing and things like that.
That's right. You know, Figile, this is such an important topic, and I think it we can't really do justice to this topic in a few minutes on Radio Veritas. I'm glad that you've had a real live exposure to the realities of what we're talking about here at Regina Mundi. But, you know, we have to look into the lives of people, and I know, for example, when I was a parish priest, and, if you marry people in church, they get, you know, they get the blessing of the church in the sacrament of matrimony and so on. But I found, and I think I remember correctly, if you asked people if they were married, they would say, yes, we got married in church, Father so-and-so married us and so forth. That marriage in the church is not as final and decisive as, for example, if you asked somebody if they were married, Horena bahlabisitse homo.
To be received into the clan of your spouse.
Oh, hlabisitse homo, there is a finality about that. There is a reality about that, which I found was even more powerful and more convincing and more sealing than being married by the Pope in the Catholic Church. I might be wrong, but that was my understanding at the time. And that's why I think we really need to help people to come to a deep appreciation of the importance of faith in Christ. If we're going to be disciples of Jesus, that must mean something to us.
Father, that worked for us who were brought up by nuns.
Yes.
If you know what I mean.
That's right, yes.
We consider ourselves Napkin Catholics.
Right, yes, yes.
And that is when you said whether if the young man loved you very much, then you were going to get married in the church, and
yes.
He's not going to interfere with you bringing up the children in the care, according to the Catholic faith.
Mm.
And therefore, even though you are, maybe that is not the old priest taught us, I don't know. But even though you accepted the cultural thing,
yeah,
for some of us, the most important was being married in church,
right,
and following in accordance with the teachings of the church.
Yeah.
So maybe also that is where we need to rethink and go back to those teachings.
Right, yeah. Anyway, listen, Figile, it's wonderful talking about these things, and I think it's very important that these things are spoken about. Tonight is the last evening, and
tonight is the last evening. Yes.
And tonight you're going to be speaking about the spirits of the dead and reconciliation.
Yes.
Another hot topic, another very hot subject.
reconciliation with the past.
Yes.
He says, like, for us who are old, instead of looking into the future and the present, we are forever talking of things that happened long ago, and the disturbing things that happened in our lives,
yes,
that we are hiding, that we did not even talk about, they were not even brought to confession,
right,
and those are the things that are worrying us most now.
Right, yes.
So we need to reconcile with our past.
Right, okay.
Today, I confess that long ago, it's out. I must learn to get it out of my spirit and get it out of my mind.
All right.
And live in the present and put my trust in God.
Figile, we have to stop. I'm afraid time has run out, but what time do the proceedings begin this evening?
At 6 o'clock. We have adoration from 5:30 to 6.
Yes.
Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, silent prayer for 30 minutes.
Yes.
And then he starts after that.
He starts
and then he goes out. On, I think today he may go on until midnight because it's the last day and people may come because today he is blessing the water, the salt, the candles.
Wow. So,
and any other items that that we have that need to be blessed.
Well, I'm delighted. I mean, the poor man, I mean, he's no chicken. He's an elderly man. And I hope he's not going to be too exhausted if he goes on until midnight tonight and he's been going on all day, really, interacting
and
with people.
He does not eat. He eats vegetables.
Yes.
But then he will have like one or two. We prepare like a plate for him with different vegetables. Then he'll just have a piece here, a piece there, a piece there. Maybe have two grapes. And that's it.
Oh, so my goodness.
And then here we are sitting here and we are crying that we are hungry. And this priest who is sitting the whole day and listening to our problems and giving us spiritual healing, yeah, he does not eat.
My goodness, there you go. Anyway, listen, thank you very, very much for sharing with us about this very important, I like to call it a workshop, but it's a three-day praise and worship workshop, I suppose, dealing with such important things which really go to the very heart of the lives of people. And I hope that tonight is going to be another rewarding evening. And if anybody would like to come along, they come to Regina Mundi this evening, 5:30 to 6 o'clock for Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, and straight after that he takes over with the subject, which tonight is going to be Spirits of the Dead and Reconciliation. Is there going to be Mass tonight or not?
No, Mass is now, Father.
Mass is now in the morning. Okay.
Tonight there's no Mass.
Right, okay. All right, Figile, thank you very, very much indeed for sharing with us, and I wish you well. And please give my special greetings to Father Colin. He will remember me, and I remember him with great love.
Yes, and can Radio Veritas please help us that from time to time we have these programs, like we have the listening and the, what is the program at 5 o'clock, 5:30?
5:30, as the sun sets.
Like these things, because for the fact that, Father, we receive calls from the whole province.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
From the whole province about what people had on Veritas. It means Veritas is our channel of teaching us our Catholic faith.
Bua, bua, so bua, bua. I like to hear that. You must tell the priests and the bishops. because I think they really need to be convinced about that, the effectiveness of
But Akira very close will help us that from time to time, one of the priests will deal with these issues.
Yes, okay. All right, Figile. Thank you so much. God bless you and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Dad.
Thank you so much. Figile Mlosha talking to me about the presentations being given by Father Colin Bowes in Serigina Mundi for the last 3 days. Today is the last evening, and do go along and see for yourself and be inspired.